Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
One of the many places that I get emails with information and theology and poetry is called saltproject.org. And last week they sent this poem called Aimless Love by Billy Collins. This morning, as I walked along the lake shore, I fell in love with a wren, and later in the day with a mouse the cat had dropped under the dining room table. In the shadows of an autumn evening, I fell for a seamstress, still at her machine in the tailor's window, and later for a bowl of broth, steam rising like smoke from a naval battle. This is the best kind of love, I thought, without recompense, without gifts or unkind words, without suspicion or silence on the telephone. The love of the chestnut, the jazz cap and one hand on the wheel. No lust, no slam of the door. The love of the miniature orange tree, the clean white shirt, the hot evening shower, the highway that cuts across Florida. No waiting, no huffiness or rancor, just a twinge every now and then for the wren who had built her nest on a low branch overhanging the water, and for the dead mouse still dressed in its light brown suit. But my heart is always propped up on a field in its tripod, ready for the next arrow. After I carried the mouse by the tail to the pile of leaves in the woods, I found myself standing at the bathroom sink, gazing down affectionately at the soap, so patient and soluble, so at home in its pale green soap dish. I could feel myself falling again as I felt it turning in my wet hands and caught the scent of lavender and stone. And from salt. A meditation just in time for Valentine's Day. Collins' meditation on love is a welcome tonic, opening up the word to mean not only romance, but a playful appreciation that's aimless, both in the sense that it can include just about anything, and in the sense that it has no aim or purpose other than itself. A love for love's sake, a love without recompense, without gifts. A love more like God's agape, the ancient Greeks called it. A love without conditions, without quid pro quo. And at the same time, a love that's less solemn and serious, and more light and lyrical. A love that exuberantly takes it all in. A love that circulates, falling through and for the world, from the lake shore to the bar of soap, and so puts a new whimsical spin on the ancient beautiful idea, whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. This is kind of a strange day, Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday. And so on this day, we hold words of love side by side with other words. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. These words are a reminder of mortality and frailty that can be challenging for us to hear. Just about an hour ago, we were getting ready to head over here for church and told my sons, you know, where are you going? We're going to church. We told you that. What's tonight? Well, it's Ash Wednesday. And I said, remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. Micah said, what? You're going to say that? Did you say that to me when I was a kid? Yes, yes, dear. Yet even these words are words of love because they're spoken in the midst of our worship, where we are assured of being forgiven of our sins, where we experience the presence of Christ in the bread and wine. These words are spoken in the context of our baptism, in which we have been claimed as God's beloved. We do not just say, remember that you are dust. We say, remember that you are dust in the hands of the Creator who breathes life into you, whose spirit animates the world in steadfast love. We do not just say, to dust you shall return. We say, remember that one day you will return to the loving embrace of the God who created you and redeemed you. Tonight, we begin the season of Lent, a season of returning again and again to love, to gratitude, to God. It's a season of wrestling with our own sin, our finitude, our dependence, our mortality. It's a sober season, but also a season to remember that light and joyous, aimless love of God. Last week, I shared the Aimless Love poem at our staff meeting. And Nathan commented that it kind of goes well with tonight's choir anthem text, which was written by Charles Wesley. The song begins with the arrival of one who comes alone in the night, with whom the author is prepared to struggle. First verse, come, O thou traveler unknown, whom still I hold but cannot see. My company before is gone, and I am left alone with thee. With thee all night I mean to stay and wrestle till the break of day. There are more verses in which the author wrestles through misery and despair, awareness of his own sin and weakness, and longs for a blessing of love. And then, at the end, he sees clearly, tis love thou diedst for me. I hear thy whisper in my heart. The morning breaks, the shadows flee. Thy mercies never shall remove, thy nature and thy name is love. The invitation of Ash Wednesday and the journey of Lent is to wrestle with our own nature and the reality of this world, all the things that don't go the way we wish they would go, all the things that we don't do or do that we wish were different. But it's the time to seek God with all our hearts, and then to come again and again face to face with God's steadfast, unconditional love. God's love, which includes all the world, from birds and mice to chestnut and orange tree, and invites us as well into joyful, aimless embrace of love. Thanks be to God.